We now bring to these microphones David James. It's a regular right here on Prophecy Today. We have an opportunity to talk with David, whether he's in Uganda or he's in the United States. He's returned to the United States. We're glad to be able to talk with him. David, you know, Africa, I'm sure you become aware of that since this was your first trip out, is a beautiful continent. Now, I've not been to Uganda. I've been over to South Africa and into Kenya. But that's a pretty part of the world. Did you have a great ministry out there in that part of the world?
Yes, I did. And, you know, that's actually the closest I've been to the equator, and I was expecting it to be pretty warm, but Uganda is actually on a plateau, so it was like in the low 70s at night and the low to mid 80s every day for 2 weeks, and they're dry season, so it was perfect weather, and it is a beautiful, that part that I was in is a beautiful rolling hills, semi-mountainous region, it is beautiful. And they had a great ministry, and Lord willing, I'll be going back next year, possibly for 2 weeks in Uganda and then maybe a week in Kenya.
Wow. Well, you had to suffer for Jesus out there. I guess somebody had to do it, and the Lord allowed you to do it. Well, let's get serious now and get to the discussion in focus here in our conversation today. David, last April, we discussed the book and the movie, Heaven is for Real. And then we also talked about other near-death experiences. Now, this week, a related breaking story is being reported by a number of major print and internet media outlets. Talk to us about it.
Yes, that's right. Another book that I had researched when we had our discussion last year was The Boy Who Came Back from Heaven by Alex and Kevin Malarkey, in which Kevin, in 2004, the father, was driving a car, and it was broadsided, and his son, Alex, was in the back, and it left Alex as a quadriplegic, as he is to this day, requiring almost around-the-clock care. And the book was about the time that Alex says that he was in the hospital, that he actually went to heaven and explains and described many things in the story. But now, this week, the media outlets are reporting that this really never happened, that he made it up because he wanted attention. And actually, I've known about this situation for since last summer when I talked with his mom.
Wow. I know you're very familiar with this particular book, as well as, you said, the backstory and overall situation concerning the retraction by Alex Malarkey and his mother. Give us some insight.
Right. Well, when I was doing the research, I came across Beth Malarkey's blog. It turned up in a Google search, so I went there, and she was beginning, I think this was in last May, that she began posting that these things weren't true, and I think it actually goes back further than that, but that's when I found it and when she had started reposting. So I contacted her through the comment section, left my email address, and within a couple hours, she contacted me by email, and we actually set up a time where I talked with her for about 90 minutes on the phone, and she explained the situation, and I'll leave it to her to make some of the details public. I don't think it would be fair for me to do that, but suffice it to say, it's a tragic situation, and it seems that the father may have taken advantage of this and wrote about things that really weren't true, and now Alex is retracting.
You know, this retraction seems to have brought other similar books into question. Have any of these other authors responded or made retractions?
At least one of them has. You mentioned the book Heaven is for Real, which is what we focused on last April in our discussion. That is by Colton Burpo and his father. At the time, concerning when Colton claims to have gone to heaven, he was 3 years old, suffering from a burst appendix, and he began revealing things over the next few months to his parents about his supposed trip to heaven. And in response to this latest revelation concerning the other book, I read an article on Charisma Media website, and he maintains that he had appeared on a radio or a television program. He maintains that his story is real, and he still remembers very vividly the things that he experienced.
Wow. Wow, that's very interesting. Well, these claims of near-death experiences seem to have somewhat spawned an entire industry that some have labeled the heaven tourism. Just how popular or how influential are these books, and how are they becoming more influential?
Well, specifically, Heaven is for Real, I believe it has sold over 7 million copies, if you can believe that. I mean, that's an incredible number of books. Even The Boy Who Came Back from Heaven, though it came out a little bit earlier, was never quite as popular, but it did sell over a million copies. And, of course, Heaven is for Real had just come out as a Hollywood movie starring Greg Kinnear when we discussed it last year. And then there is a whole range of other books, not only by Christians, but people who really had no faith or nothing resembling an evangelical born-again faith in Jesus Christ. So this isn't restricted to just those who are Christians who make claims about going to heaven. It's extremely popular and extremely influential, and even a lot of what we would say conservative Christians make up a lot of the market for these.
I want to ask you about that in a moment. Has this retraction about The Boy Who Came Back from Heaven caused people to start to begin to rethink this whole issue?
Well, to be honest with you, I've looked at I've been on some forums and I've been reading a lot of the comments, and in fact I've been involved in a number of back and forth exchanges in some of these. What I'm seeing is that those who were convinced that it was unbiblical remain convinced. Those who thought that it was okay and acceptable and perhaps and probably real, they seem to remain convinced that their side is true. So I don't know that anyone is being swayed one way or the other, but it certainly is a cautionary tale. In fact, I just put out an article on the website, and my last line on the article about this was caveat emptor, which means buyer beware.
Yes. Give us the web address so they can read that article.
Yes, the website for the Alliance for Biblical Integrity, and the address is biblicalintegrity.org, just one word, biblicalintegrity.org, and you can access the article from the homepage.
David, last year when we discussed Heaven is for Real, and you had not only seen the movie, but you read the book, but you had also done quite a bit of research into these near-death experiences in general. Talk to us about that.
Well, as we were preparing for our discussion, I actually had 5 books that I had read. 4 were actually accounts, including one of them being the Heaven is for Real. And I also read another book that was actually a compilation of about, it was over 20 different supposed near-death experiences. So I'm familiar with 25 to 30 specific claims of near-death experiences. So there are a number of things that I picked up as I read those, you know, especially in such a short period of time.
David, I've got to ask you this question. What is it about these claims of near-death experiences that causes so many, millions of readers, as well as many researchers, to believe that they are real accounts of trips to heaven?
Well, as I've looked at it, I've narrowed it down to 4 specific things that these people claim to have experienced. One is rising up out of the body and looking down upon your body laying on a table or whatever situation it was, or a hospital bed or whatever. The second is going through a dark tunnel. The third is moving toward a bright light or ending up in the presence of a bright being who is never identified in many cases. And then an overwhelming experience of acceptance and unconditional love. Now, what has happened there, because this has been experienced by people from a range of different religions, and including atheists, these seem to be common, researchers saying, well, because they're not talking to each other and everybody experiences these same things independent of what they believe or whatever, that these must be real. But I would say that there's definitely another explanation for that, given other factors.
So then why aren't you convinced about these claims when so many others are, apparently including many, as you mentioned earlier, conservative Bible-believing Christians?
Well, as I've read these 25-plus accounts, here's what I've discovered. Apart from those 4 commonalities, there are literally no 2 of these accounts that agree on anything else beyond that. Their descriptions of heaven, what the gates of heaven are made of, what they saw, what they heard, what heaven was like. One person described going to a cold hell before he went to heaven. So you have multiple things that are simply contradictory toward one another. And if they went to the same place, you would think that, which we know is real, heaven is a real place, Jesus is there in his physical, resurrected, glorified body, but they're not describing what they saw in the same way. On the other hand, One of the things I say is we're all made out of the same stuff, meaning that our physical, our biochemical processes, our hormones, all those things, the way our brain works. If you're at the knife edge between death and life and your body is shutting down, you would expect that there would be some commonalities in what that process produced in the brain. And I personally think that that's probably the explanation for the four commonalities, and the fact that everything else is different demonstrates that, and the fact that they're unbiblical demonstrates that these people aren't really going to heaven. One other thing real quickly. I think there's a difference between being clinically dead and biblically dead. Clinically dead means that your vital signs can't be registered on medical equipment. Biblically dead means that your spirit leaves your body, and at that time you are biblically dead. I think you can have vital signs that can't be detected, but God has not allowed your spirit to separate from your body. So these people have not had that happen, and I don't believe they died, and I don't believe they went to heaven.
I agree with you, my good friend. But some are arguing that there are biblical examples like Paul's heaven experience in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, or John being caught up into heaven, Revelation chapter 4 and verse 1. How do you deal with that?
Well, there are several major differences. One is neither Paul nor John died. These were experiences that God allowed them. It was so real in Paul's mind, he didn't know whether he had actually experienced an out-of-body experience. I would say he probably didn't. He probably had vivid revelations and visions by God. But the point is, neither one of them died. And the other thing is, concerning those who did die and were resurrected, the few people that did that, there's no account of any of them by what they experienced. And in fact, even in Paul's case, he said that he experienced things that were inexpressible and weren't lawful to be uttered. And now you have these other people who come back to violate that whole principle. And in fact, you know, I don't want to talk about motives, but the fact is there's a lot of money in play here too.
There certainly is. Well, bottom line, David, do you think that these claims and the books are helpful or at least harmless? Are they a major problem, especially in light of the end times?
Well, I don't think they're helpful because the Bible itself has everything that we need. And when the Holy Spirit convicts our hearts of the truth of the Scriptures, that is sufficient for someone to recognize their sinfulness and their need for salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. I don't think they're harmless because, in fact, there have been a number of reports of conservative Bible-believing Christians who go to churches that teach Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and there's no salvation apart from Him, who have had these near-death experiences, and they come back and they leave their churches because they say that's not true and that God loves everyone, which He does, but that there's also salvation for everyone and you have no fear of death. That is extremely dangerous.
And in light of the fact that the end times are upon us, according to the scenario found in God's Word, this was a very important discussion. David, thank you for your research. Thank you for your presentation. Appreciate it. We'll do it again next week.
Thanks, Jimmy.